To the weekly Krishna Consciousness program, and I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, where we have special public programs every Sundays starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by Aarti of the Lordships at 12:30. Then we have a discourse on Krishna Consciousness philosophy based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, followed by Aarti of the Foundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along and join us in celebrating Krishna consciousness. Remember, I've been talking about 30 steps in salvation or moksha, and I'll do a summary of what I have covered so far. Remember the first one, the very first step. In this endeavor, there is no loss. And whatever little advancement you have made in devotional service or Krishna consciousness, it stays there. If for some reason you stop, do not follow it, and come back to it later at a later point, you start from where you had left. You don't have to start all from scratch. Secondly, being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully observed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love of me. This is Lord Krishna telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 10. That is, this is nothing new. This method has been tried in the past by many sages, many devotees, and so we are not experimenting it. Third one, in this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has achieved this enjoys the self within himself in due course of time. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 38. And this is called Rajvidya Rajkuyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksh Avagamam Dharmam Susukam Kartam Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. Fifth, the very ancient science of relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend. Therefore, you can understand the transcendental mysticism of this science. Six, and when you have thus learned the truth, you will know that all living beings are but part and parcel of me, and they are in me and I am within them. 7. The yogis abandoning attachment act with body, mind, intelligence and even with the senses only for the purpose of purification. 8. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. The yogis whose mind is fixed on me verily attains the highest happiness. By virtue of his identity with Brahman, he is liberated. His mind is peaceful, his passions are quietened, and he is freed from sin. So that means we need to control our mind. Wherever it wanders away, bring it back to Krishna consciousness. Bring it back to Krishna. Next one, humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a genuine spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of evil, of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All this I thus declare to be knowledge, and what is contrary to this is ignorance. Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 8 to 12. That very ancient science of relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and therefore can understand transcendental mystery of this science. And the next one is adjusting your diet for higher awareness. Remember, the Lord Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yume Bhakta Prayachati Tadham Bhakti Upartam Asnami Prayat Atmana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 26. And we too should purify our whatever food we are eating first by offering it to Lord Krishna and then accepting the food, offered food, which is prasadam, to the whole family. Next one, day 12. You are not your body. Anadityam niragunatvat paramatmayayam avaya sarirasto api kuntayaha na karoti na lipate. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature, despite contact with the bodies, with the material body. O Arjuna, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled. Chapter 13, text 32 of Bhagavad Gita. A living entity, appears to be born because of the birth of the material body. But actually, the living entity is eternal. He is not born. And in spite of his being situated in a material body, he is transcendental and eternal. Thus, he cannot be destroyed. By nature, he is full of bliss. He does not engage himself in any material activity. Therefore, the activities performed due to this contact with material body does not entangle him. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature, despite contact with the material body. Arjun, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled. In his spiritual training, perhaps the single most important point to understand is that you are not your body. You are the soul within it. The soul is completely transcendental to the body and does not come under the same designations that we give to the body. It does not belong to a certain family, name, or ethnic group. The soul is not Hindu, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, etc. It is also not American, Indian, Russian, Chinese, Pakistani, or anything else. According to the Upanishads, it is also not happy, sad, frustrated, or content. It does not take birth, grow, change, or die. It may be in the body, and we may think we are the body due to false ego, but we have the freedom to think whatever we like. There is a saying that anything that is temporary or changes is not the eternal truth. We have to go beyond what is temporary to get a glimpse of what is real and true. And the soul exists in that field of eternity that is completely beyond the mind, body, and sense. Only the genuine spiritual vision can we see our real identity beyond the body, beyond all of the material nature. The soul is never entangled in the material energy or actions, nor does it engage in such. It is only the body and our body desires which keep, and our bodily desires which keep us bound up in material nature. It is only by thinking we are these bodies which keeps us in the bodily existence. This is why it is so important to pursue the spiritual life and rise above the mental and bodily dictates that limit our perception of our spiritual identity. That is where we can reach our full potential beyond the limitations that are forced down upon us by our absorptions in material existence. The more spiritual we become, the more we can perceive the spiritual dimensions. Hare Krishna. Today I'm going to tell you the most confidential knowledge according to Lord Krishna. Sarva guyatam bhuya srinu me paramam vacha. Ishto asmi dridham iti tato vakshyami te hitam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. It says that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 64. The Lord has given Arjuna knowledge that is confidential, knowledge of Brahman, and is still more confidential knowledge of the souls within everyone's heart. And now he is giving the most confidential part of the knowledge. Just surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of 9th chapter, he said, Manmana, Bhav Madhvakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru. Just always think of me. The same instruction is repeated here to stress the essence of teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This essence is not understood by a common man, but one who is actually very dear to Krishna, a pure devotee of Krishna. This is the most important instruction in all Vedic literature. What Krishna is saying in this instruction is the most essential part of the knowledge, and it should be carried out not only by Arjun, but by all living entities. And he says, Manmana Bhumad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Yashyasi Satyam Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosimi. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 text 65. The most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. One should not become an official meditator. Life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. One should always act in such a way that all his duty, daily activities are in connection with Krishna. He should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot but think of Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that anyone who is in such a pure Krishna consciousness will certainly return to the abode of Krishna, where he will be engaged in the occupation in association of Krishna face to face. This most confidential part of the knowledge is spoken to Arjuna because he is the dear friend of Krishna. Everyone who follows the path of Arjuna can become a dear friend of Krishna and obtain the same perfection as Arjuna. These words stress that one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute, the bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers in his hair. These are descriptions of Krishna found in Brahma Samhita and other literatures. One should fix his mind on his original form of Godhead. One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord. The Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha, etc. But a devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajye mam ekam sarnam braj. Hum tvam sarupapa bhyo mokshyasyami maasacha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 text 66. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Religious knowledge of the Supreme Brahman. Knowledge of the Supreme Super Soul, knowledge of different types of orders and status of social life, knowledge of renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment and sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the 7th chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text 676. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshyastites Vishwaso Gopatritvate Varanam Tataha Atma Nikshepa Karpane Sadavidaha Sarangati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but by executing his duty, one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness. All his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need to thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis of his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes. By cultivation of knowledge, meditation in mystic yoga system and etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simply surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent and vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna is full Krishna consciousness, is the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystic and devotees are all called transcendentalists, but one who is pure devotee is the best of all. The particular word used here is namasucha. Don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry are very significant. One may be perplexed as how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna. But such worries are useless. As Lord says, mat karma krina mat paramo mad bhakta sanga vrajitaha nirvaire sarvabhuteshu yasa mam yeti pandava. My dear Arjun, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Chapter 11, text 55 of Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on Krishna Loka planet in the spiritual sky and be intimately connected with the supreme personality Krishna must take this formula as stated by the supreme Lord himself. Therefore, in this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditional souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature and who do not know of the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now here is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain attain success in his spiritual activity, devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.